This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's a terrific honor to welcome live to this program for the very first time, renowned Charlottesville photographer Ed Roseberry is live in studio. It's so good to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Well, good to see you, Coy.
So we have a bunch of your photographs we want to look at and we want to talk about, but before we do... why photography? When did that start?
Well, it started actually when I was very young. I thought I would be an artist, and I couldn't do anything with it. So I said, well, maybe I can use a camera to show explicitly what I was thinking in my mind.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed one, an old one, and started shooting, not very proficiently at first. And the equipment wasn't that good, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Now, you grew up here, right?
Yes, I grew up basically in Charlottesville.
So, and if you don't mind me asking, what year were you born? And
tell us. I was born in 1925 on July 4th.
There you go. How about that?
I was a firecracker.
And what part of town did you grow up in?
Well, I grew up in the university section of town, actually on Brandon Avenue.
Right, right. Over there, I guess it's right in now with all the medical center. Yeah.
Right, it's South Chain Gate.
Yeah, yeah. So then you grew up hanging around, walking around on grounds and hanging out at the corner.
Yeah, the university was a real haunt for me. A lot of fun, and was nice learning who those older guys were, the students.
Yeah. Did your family, did your dad or mom work at the university, or what brought them to Charlottesville?
No, actually, my dad brought the family here basically with the intention of my brother and myself attending the University of Virginia after we graduated from high school. And as it turned out, we both did.
So what year did you matriculate as a first-year man?
Well, I started in the University of Virginia in 1942, right at... basically, about the time the Second World War started, just a few months after that.
Yeah. What do you remember about those years?
Well, I remember those years were pretty tough on everybody. The whole nation was at war. People at home, we had gasoline rationing, food rationing, sugar rationing, lights off at sunset.
Victory Gardens and...
all kinds of things. And it was pretty tough on the civilians as well as the military personnel.
Did you graduate from the university? You finished?
Yes, but I, in the interim, I entered the U.S. Navy and was sent to the South Pacific, actually stationed at Pearl Harbor, but much after the attack came.
Wow. So what was Pearl Harbor like in the years after
the
attack?
Well, it was, of course, lovely, but it was... Of course, still reeling after the attack on December 7th, 1941, and there was still a lot of destruction to be seen. The conning tower of the Arizona was still standing at that time.
Wow.
And but as far as the other part went, it was lovely Hawaii.
And then you come back to Charlottesville and finish out at the university?
That's what I did. I came back in 1946. Re-entered the university and finished and got my undergraduate degree in 1949.
We're honored to be talking with Charlottesville photographer Ed Roseberry. He is live in studio. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. If you have any memories or comments you'd like to share, I know you have a lot of fans out there in the listening audience. Tell me about the first camera. And how old were you, Ed?
Well, the first camera I used was the one that my dad had bought to take on his and my mother's honeymoon in Canada in 1924. And it was a little Kodak Hawkeye camera, which had a few settings on it and a few controls. It was a Bellows camera and took 2.25, 3.25 negatives. And, of course, the only thing available then were black and white film. Actually, Verichrome, panchromatic hadn't come out yet, so we were limited in what we could shoot.
And there was just something about the camera that that attracted you. Obviously, you picked it up and you've never set it down.
No, I never set it down. I of course later bought much more sophisticated equipment and learned to use that too. But actually, I used that little camera throughout the war. My dad gave it to me to take with me when I was sent overseas, and I used it throughout my tour in Hawaii, and I used it briefly when I got back in 1946. But shortly thereafter, I bought a twin-lens reflex with pretty fancy attachments to it.
As you're putting on the headphones there, because we have a call and I want you to be able to ensure that you can hear them, just tell us briefly, you never like worked for the Progress. You were always a freelance photographer, but always had plenty of work. Your body of work is just amazing, how you have chronicled so much of the 20th century history of Charlottesville.
Yes, I worked strictly independently, never worked for a publication per se, but I did a lot of work for a lot of publications.
Yeah. We're going to talk about some of those pictures here that are on the table here in just a minute, but first let's go to Fred. He's in Charlottesville. Fred, thank you so much for your call. You're on with Ed Roseberry. Go right ahead.
Hey, Ed. It's nice to hear your voice. You don't know what great pleasure you used to give students at the university on Monday morning when they'd go down to Mincer's Pipe Shop, and there would be a whole row after row of party shots from a big weekend, whether Easter's or midwinter's, and people would then see what went on because they didn't remember too well what actually happened during the weekend. But those were the days, and I was going to say that you probably have photographed more intoxicated people than anybody in the entire world. I'll let you comment on that. Thank you, Ed.
I've done my share, and I can say this, that the university was known as a party school at that time. In fact, rated pretty high on the Playboy Review, but I think they don't even mention the University of Virginia anymore.
That's true. In fact, I remember one of the polls said, had a little asterisk down at the bottom for the party schools, and said, you wonder why we don't list the University of Virginia, and that's because we wanted to limit the selections to non-professionals. Anyway, you were there, and you did a great job of recording that history. Thank you, Ed.
Well, thank you.
I'll get off now.
Thank you, Fred, so much for your call. We appreciate it. 977-1070 is the phone number, and we are so honored this Friday afternoon to be talking with renowned Charlottesville and UVA photographer Ed Roseberry, born here in Charlottesville, 1925, and we're so happy he's with us. Speaking of the parties at UVA, when did that start? When did you begin to just sort of roam through the fraternities, and you were there for countless big weekends at the university and all those parties?
Yes, I probably started attending parties about 1950, actually. It was pretty slow going when all the military returned. We were a little older and a little bit more reserved than the normal age student at that time. But along about 50, when that first batch of us got through college, we started getting the normal influx of the youngsters, and that's when the parties really began.
Yeah. Now, we're looking at a picture here. I'm holding a beautiful print here of a photograph. This is Mad Bowl, and it is absolutely swarming with people, many of whom look quite muddy. There's garbage all over the ground. In the fraternity houses in the distance, there's people all over the roofs of these things. This must be a picture of Easter's.
That's Easter's weekend, and it actually was called Mud Bowl, not Mad Bowl.
Yeah.
And I can say this, that everybody was having fun. The only restriction I had to stay sober whenever I attended the parties or the big weekend bash in Mad Bowl, because otherwise I would have missed some good shots.
Right. That was the only stipulation. This photograph says April of 1975. That's just a few years before they shut it down. So yes, you actually chronicled its ascendancy and then demise, I guess.
I certainly did.
We're talking with Ed Roseberry. Bob is on the line in Crozet. Bob, thank you for your call. You're on with Ed. Go right ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. It's a pleasure talking with you. And I've got a daughter who just journalist, and I wish she could be here to talk with you. Maybe she comes back to visit sometime. She could maybe come see you. I was curious what you thought of the differences of photography back, in 50s, 60s, even maybe 70s, compared to today with today's, digital cameras. My daughter has one that's about $6,000, and she does weddings a lot and couples, and she really does them from a photojournalistic, way. She's extremely creative, and she really sees how people are in their personality, and she just does a fantastic job of capturing them. But I wondered about the differences. I'm not sure, what you'd like to say about that.
Bob, that's a terrific question. Thank you for the call. Ed, what are your thoughts about that? Because you've really used all sorts of different equipment, technology.
Well, of course, the equipment technology that we used was all the camera itself, the lens, that part of it was pretty nearly the same as it is with digital cameras. But we had to, after we got the exposure done on the film itself, the film had to be taken out of the camera, taken back to the dark room, and developed and fixed and dried. And it took a while to do this. And even though you could use the same creativity in doing the initial photograph, the technical part of producing an image took quite a bit of skill itself, beyond and above the handling of the camera and the perspective that you used in creating an image.
Now you just click and you have your picture instantly.
That's about it.
Yeah. Bob, thank you for the call. We got a line open, 977-1070. Ed, tell me about this picture that I have here. It looks like a bunch of students on the lawn in front of the rotunda at the university. People everywhere. Looks like some kind of protest.
That is a protest, and that was shot during the Vietnam War, when the student body itself, and I think in many, about the time of Kent State, and when many universities were overwhelmed with students who objected to being drafted and sent off to a war they didn't believe in. And that, I think that photograph exemplifies that unrest that the student body felt at that time.
What was it like to be standing out there? I mean, there was never any, unlike some other universities, nobody tried to burn down a building at UVA. They did take over some buildings, I recall.
No, there was no, as far as I know, in the events that I photographed, there was no violence, and I guess National Guard wasn't brought in.
Yeah.
It was a fairly well-behaved objection, but it was in evidence because everybody was out there.
Were you out there the night clicking away when they brought that Mayflower moving van and arrested all those folks in that protest?
Well, I was around, but I didn't get a photograph of that, the van being there.
But you were there, because I know that. So they didn't arrest you and throw you in the van, because I know they did throw some reporters and photographers in there.
No, I kept my distance.
Let's go to Wally. He is in Charlottesville. Wally, thank you so much for the call. You're on with Ed Roseberry.
Hi, guys. Really nice to talk with Ed. Actually, I was there that night in 1970. I lived on the lawn that year and witnessed that event. I also have a cherished lawn chowder and marching society picture Ed took back in 1970 of all of us standing on the steps of the rotunda. Wanted to know if there was any way for folks to get access to some of the prints that you have probably millions of available.
That is the question of questions, and I know there's a lot of folks around who are wondering the answer to that, and what are your thoughts, Ed, about that?
Well, my thoughts are this. Every exposure that I ever made is still in my collection. So barring the fact that it's difficult to track some of it, yes, I have everything that was photographed. So if you were in a group of the Lawn Chatter and Marching Society, in fact, I've run across several lately going through my files, you're still there. An image of you still exists in your younger days.
Well, actually, like I say, I have the color photograph framed upstairs, and I cherish it, but someday I may want a fresher print.
There you go. And Ed Roseberry might be able to help you do that. I know, Ed, that there has been some talk, and you and I have spoken, about perhaps a book, a big book of the definitive collection of some of your very favorites. That I know a lot of folks around town would love to get their hands on, and that's still in the conceptual phase, I guess, at this point.
That is. I have plans for a book. It'll be quite an extensive book, about 400 pages, cocktail size, 10 by 10, and will cover not only the University of Virginia happenings, but happenings here in Charlottesville, and somewhat distant from here, that involved myself and other people from the University of Virginia.
Yeah. And do you still have some that you took when you were in the service in Hawaii and in the South Pacific?
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Because I've never even seen those. Those would be terrific. Ed Roseberry, renowned Charlottesville photographer. It has been a great honor to have you here, Ed. And I look forward to talking to you more about that book.
Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.